Lamed Vav Pasuk Tes. Lamed Vav. Perek Lamed Vav Pasuk Tes. We are in the middle of the story of Eicha, the origins of Megillas Eicha, where Yirmiyah was told to dictate, or really he was told to write himself, to write or dictate the Megillah of Megillas Eicha, which we learned last week. The original Megillas Eicha was only the first three, was only three parakim, Aleph, Beis, and Dalet. According to another opinion in the Gemara, the original Eicha was only the very first perek, nothing else but the first perek, and this was given over to Yirmiyah Mipi Hashem in the fourth year of Yehoyakim. That was the year when Nebuchadnezzar rose to power, and he told Baruch Ben Iriah to relate it a year later, not to give it over immediately, but to wait 1 year to the fifth year. Even though normally when a Navi receives a Nebuchadnezzar, normally he's supposed to relay the Nevuah immediately. This was an exception. The Nevuah over here was told to be delayed by 1 year to the ideal time when everyone would get together on its Tzom. The Tzom we'll see took place in Kislev, Chodesh Kislev. It appears that it was due to a drought. There was lack of rain, so there was a gathering. They had a fast day. Everyone got together. That's what the Pasuk of Yer says, Pasuk Tes. Vayihi Bashana HaChamishis. It was the fifth year, 1 year after the Nevuah was given to Yirmiyah. What? Perek Lamed Vav, Pasuk Tes.
Tes.
Tes. Okay. Vayihi Bashana HaChamishis, Li Ho Yakim Ben Yoshiyahu, Melech Yehuda, Bachodesh HaTeshi. It was in the ninth month of Kislev. Karu Tzom, they declared a fast day, which we really learned last week. The word Tzom can mean one of two things. Either means a fast day, or it can mean a day of gathering. And told that totally Zebezeh, they gathered. Lefnei Hashem, before Hashem, Kol Ha'am B'Yerushalayim, V'Chol Ha'am Haba'im Me'ar Yehuda B'Yerushalayim, and all the people from the cities that came from the cities of Yehuda to Yerushalayim. So this was a fast day, there was an assembly, everyone got together, and what happened? Pasuk Yud says, V'Yikra Baruch Ba'Sefer, Baruch Ben Neriah, the loyal student of Yirmiyah, he read the Sefer, Estiver Yirmiyahu Beis Hashem, he read over what was written in the Sefer, the words of Yirmiyahu in the Beis HaMikdash, Belishkas, in the chamber of Gimaryahu ben Shofan, that was his name, HaSofer, Bechotzer HaElyon, in the upper chamber, Pesach, at the opening, Shar Beis Hashem HeChodosh, at the opening of the new gate of Hashem, Be'oznei Kolom. All of these things are mysteries to us. There is not much commented in the Farshim what it means over here. The Shar Beis Hashem HeChodosh, there was a new Shar. Who exactly was Gimaryahu ben Shofan HaSofer? What's the Chatzar Elyon? We don't have a map, we don't have a blueprint of what the Beis HaMikdash looked like, and even if we did, the fact that this information is being relayed to us, it must be very significant, there must be some symbolism, some meaning in exactly why these events took place specifically in these locations. Let's see over here the Mitzudos Pasuk, starting in Pasuk Tes and Yud. Karu Tzom, Gozru Tainis V'Hichrizu Berabim. They declared a day of fast, and it was made public. Everyone had to come together to the Beis HaMikdash. Now was an ideal time when the Megillas Eicha would be read, people would pay attention. Kol Ha'am B'Yerushalayim, Ritzon Eloimar, Anshe Yerushalayim, Ve'Anshe Ar Yehuda, Sherbo Ha'oz, which came then, V'Hoyu B'Yerushalayim, all the people that lived in the region, they gathered together in Yerushalayim. Pasuk Yud, Estiber Yirmiyahu, Ma Shediber B'Ruach HaKodesh, and he read what was written in the Megillah that was given over through Ruach HaKodesh, B'chotzer HaElyon, Hu Ezras Kohanim, She'amda B'male HaHar, Mul Ezras Yisrael. Because over here it says the upper courtyard is the chamber of the Kohanim. You know, we go into the Beis HaMikdash, the first section, Ezras HaKohanim, I'm not exactly sure what this means, whatever this is, the Ezras HaKohanim, She'amda B'male HaHar, Mul Ezras Yisrael. When you come into the Azara, you first come into what's called the Ezras Yisrael. On the outside is the Ezras Noshim. That's before you enter Shar Nikinor. Then the first 11 Amos are the Ezras Yisrael. And then the next 11 Amos is only where Kohanim are. So that's called the Ezras Kohanim. Pesach HaShar, Ritzon Eloimar, Halishko Hahi Omdo Bechalal HaShar. It stood in the open area of the gate, HeChodosh. Why is it called new? Yitochein. So it's possible, obviously the Mitzudos is uncertain, Shenofal V'chitshoi Oysav Binyan, it was redone, it was renewed, there was renovations. Okay, let's see Rashi. Rashi says Pesach Shar Beis Hashem Echadosh Hu Shar HaMizrachi Kein Tirgim Yonasan. This was on the east, on the east side, which is near Shar Nikinor, what we call Shar Nikinor. And by Yisrishon, it was not yet called Shar Nikinor because the gates were donated by a fellow of the name Nikinor, and that was for the Bayis Sheni. Those massive gates, that was the Bayis Sheni. Here with the Bayis Rishon, it was not yet known by that name. Okay, let's see the Radak. Pasigit HaChadosh, Hushar HaMizrahi, K'moshe Kasavnu L'malo, K'in Tigim Yonason, Madin Cho, I guess that means on the east side. Madin Cho means Chodosh. Okay, I'm not sure what that means. Okay, now let's go further. Pasuk Yud Aleph. Okay, so here he's now about to read Megillas Eicha. Pasuk Yud Aleph says, "Vayishma Michoyhu Ven Gimar Yohu Ben Shofan Es Kol Divrei Hashem Me'ala Sefer." We're introduced to a new person by the name of Michoyhu. Michoyhu was the son of the person whose chamber was named after. Remember, before we said that where did Yirmiyahu read the Sefer? He read it in the Lishkas Gimar Yohu ben Shofan. It appears that Gimar Yohu ben Shofan was not present. But who was present? His son. His son was taking care of this chamber. His name was Micho Yehu ben Gimar Yohu ben Shofan. It's called Divrei Hashem Yala Sefer. He heard what was written in the Sefer. Obviously, he must have been shocked to hear such harsh words. Pasuk Yudbeis, Vayered Beis HaMelech, he went down to the Beis HaMelech, Elishkas HaSofer, to the chamber of the scribe, Vihine Shom Kol HaSorim Yoyoshvim, and there in this chamber all of the scribes of the king were sitting. Who were they? Number one, Elishama HaSofer. Number two, Udi Lo Yohu Ben Shemayahu. Number three, the El Nosan Ben Achbar. Number four, and here we have Ugimar Yohu ben Shofan. Here we finally have him. He's there. And number six, Vitzidkiyahu ben Hanan Yohu. He's number six. The Chol Hasrim, all of the other princes. So here we have a list of the six most important people. They were sitting in the chamber of the king, of the Sofer, near the king. Now, who arrives? The son of one of these six people. Pasuk Yedimu, Vayagi Lechem Michoyhu, Eis Kol Hadvarim Asher Shomea. Bikro, he repeated to them all the words that he heard, Asher Shomea, which he heard. Bikro Baruch Basefer Biozni Am, when Baruch Ben Iriya read it to the people. So let's get a review of what's happening over here. It's Yom Tzom, it's Kislev, it's Chodesh Kislev. Chodesh Kislev is the winter, it's cold. And there is a fast day. Doesn't tell us why there's a fast day. I saw somewhere, maybe probably because there was no rain, there was a drought. There was a fast day. And everyone was gathered together in this upper chamber, the chamber HaChodosh on the east side, the Ezras Yisrael, the place where the masses would assemble. And Yirmiyah, he read Sefer Eicha. He read Megillas Eicha. Either that means he read three parakim from Eicha, or he read just the first parak of Eicha. Who was listening? This person, Michoyahu ben Gimar Yohu, the son of one of the most important cabinet members of the king. He heard it, and now he descends to a special chamber where the king's men, the king's highest officials are, to report what has just happened out in the Ezras Yisrael. Okay, let's see these psukim first in the Mefarshim, Pasuk Yud Aleph, in the Metzudos David, Eskol Divrei Hashem, Hamurim Beruch HaKodesh, Me'al HaSefer, Hanikurim Me'al HaSefer, that was written from the Sefer, Pasuk Yud Beis, Al Lishkas, means El Lishkas, okay, period, that's it. Let's see, there is no Rashi, and there is no Radak, there are two Radaks, Me'al HaSefer, Shehoyu Ksuvim Al HaSefer, Pasuk Yud Beis, Al Lishkas, Kimo El Lishkas, fine. Pasuk Yud Aleph, Vayishluchu Kol HaSorim El Baruch, and all of the messengers sent to Baruch, who did they send? Es Yehudi Ben Nisan Yohu, Ben Shelem Yohu, Ben Kushi, they sent this person, Yehudi ben Nisanyahu, the son Shalom Yahu ben Kushi, Lamar. They sent him an officer, a messenger, Lamar. HaMegillah Asher Karas Abab Yaznecham, the Megillah that you just read, we received the report that you just read this Megillah before the people, Kochena V'yadecha, take it in your hands, Voleich, and leave. In other words, you're in a lot of trouble. And they were trying, the Mepharshim explained that these people were tzaddikim. The Gemara says that the generation of Yehoyakim was a Rasha. He was a very evil king, but his generation were tzaddikim. That means all of his officers, all of his cabinet, they were tzaddikim, but he was a Rasha. And the next generation was just the opposite. Came to Tzidkiyahu, Chazal said he was a tzaddik, but his people, the generation, they were Rishoim. But now here, being that these people that worked for Yehoyakim were Rishoim, they knew that when Yehoyakim would find out what it said in the Megillah, Yehoyakim would demand that Yirmiyahu be put to death, and Yibaruch ben Neri also be put to death. And they knew that this was the Devar Hashem, the word of Hashem. They did not want them to suffer, so they gave him heads up, we're giving you a tip, flee. Run away, because as soon as the king finds out what happens, your life is in great danger. So they told him, take the sefer, take the evidence, v'olech, and run away. Save your life before it's too late. V'yikach Baruch ben Neriah es ha-megillah b'yado, v'yavo aleihem, and instead of running away, he did just the opposite, he approached them. Okay, so let's see over here, these psukim, pasuk, Pasik in the Mitzudos, Pasik Yudalid. Okay, there is no Mepharshim here at all. Okay, let's go further. Now we go to Pasik. Pasik. Okay, it's a Volech. Ritzon Leimar. Lech Mimukomcha Uvolein. Oh, so I made a mistake. I told you run away. It doesn't mean run away. That's going to happen later on. I made a mistake. Later on, they're going to tell him to run away. Right now, at this point, they're telling him, come to us. Lech means leave your place and come to us. Okay. Pasik Yud Dalit. Pasik Tezvav. Okay, next Pasik. Pasik Vavayom Bayom Relof. And they said to him, Shavna, sit down now. Ukiro Eno Bioznenu. We heard a report that you read the Megillah in front of the Tzibur. We want you to repeat what you've done in front of us, so we can hear exactly what you said. Ukra'ena biyazdenu, vayikra baruch biyazdehem, and indeed baruch, he read the Megillah in their ears, in their presence. Pasik tezayin, vayhi kishamam eskol hadvarim, when they heard all of the words that it said in the Megillah, pachadu ish el re'eyu, each person was terrified. Vayomru el baruch, hageid nagid lamelech, should we tell the king, Eis kol hadvar mo'eleh? Hageid means we must. Hageid nagid means we have no choice. We have no choice but to reveal to the king what is written in this Megillah. Next, the Eis pasuk yitzayin, the Eis baruch sho'alu lemar, and to baruch the Eis saying, Hageid no lanu Eis eich kosafta es kol hadvar mo'eleh mipiv, and they asked him, how is it that you wrote exactly these words? Now we'll see exactly what that means in a moment. Let's do one more pasuk. Pasuk Yud Ches. Vayomer lechem Baruch. Baruch told them exactly what it appears. Mipiv Yikro Eli. Yirmiyah dictated from his mouth to me. Eis kol ha-devarim ho-elem. Va'ani koseif al ha-sefer ba-diyoyin. I wrote exactly what he told me on this parchment with ink. Okay, let's see these few pasukim in the Mepharshim. Starting with Pasik Tes Zayin. Pachadu, when each person heard what it said in the Megillah, they were terrified. Pachadu Ish El Re'eyu. Pachadu Lahalim Hadavar Bebnei HaMelech. What were they afraid of? So simply you would understand it to mean they were afraid of what it said, that it's going to be a Churban. That's not what they were afraid of according to the Mitzudos. They were afraid that if they were to hide this from the king would find out, and he would be angry why they did not reveal this information to the king. Ki kol echad pachad mere'ehu, each one was afraid of the other member of the cabinet. There were six people listed over here by name, plus it says all of the sarim, which means there were more. So they were afraid there's a mole. Someone here is going to reveal the information to the king. Someone's going to leak the information, and then the king will be angry at all of them. Why none of them revealed the information to their friend? You know, each one did not trust his friend. And then the ones that concealed this information would be declared guilty al b'li higilo, for not telling the king what it said. So they said then to Baruch, haged nagid, we have no choice but to reveal this information to the king. Da l'cha, you should know, Baruch, shenagid hadvonim lifnei hamelech. And then they said to him, tell us in more detail how it came about, eich kosafta es hadvonim, ritzon loymar, eich hoya haksiva mipiv. Now what does that mean, l'cha oymer? What does that mean to say? So the Metzudas explains, im Yirmiya omar mipiv gam prote hadvarim kmo sheheim. Did Yirmiya say literally every single thing that it said in the Megillah? In other words, there's too much detail. Maybe Yirmiya didn't go into such detail. Maybe Yirmiya just said, there's going to be a Churban. There's going to be a Churban Beis HaMikdash. And it's you, Baruch, who filled in the details. If that's true, then it's not so bad. Because it's not yet, that's you, we don't hold you having a Ruach HaKodesh on the level of Yirmiya. So Yirmiya says it's going to be a Churban. No, he's been saying that for years. Big deal. So you filled in the details. Okay, so you have an imagination. But if Yirmiya actually spelled out every single thing that it says in the Megillah, we know we are in trouble, because that means it's a direct command from Hashem. So one more time, Chomer, im Yirmiya amar mipiv gam prote hadvarim kvo shehem, v'im kein yesh l'choshush harbe gam ala pratim. Then indeed we have to worry about the details. Oy shomar rak kilolois ha'inyan. Maybe Yirmiya did not dictate every single word in this Megillah. The atah, it's you, Baruch ben Neriya, sodarta hapratim, mimeila ve'ein l'choshosh alein kolkach, we need not be so concerned. Okay, this is a very interesting thing, idea to understand. They wanted to know the details. If Yirmiya gave over the details, that means it's a very, very bad sign. So what did Yirmiya respond? They were not obviously not happy with his answer, and he said, "Mipiv yikarei, return to Leimar, call prote hadvarim kara elai mipiv. Every single detail was relayed to me. Uveisha kara kasafti ala sefer b'dio. When he said it to me, I wrote on the sefer with ink. Uchoimer loy him tanti ad sheyigmar b'kol dvarav. I did not delay until I finished all of his words. Elamiyad kish omar. I did not delay writing until I finished a sentence. As he said each individual word, I already put that word on paper. Elamiyad kish omar adavar kasaftiv l'man lo eshen. Eshen adavar mimash esodahu. In order that I should not deviate from what he said even one iota. V'loi samti davar mimgilahi ela hadyoi v'yaksi bilvad. I have absolutely no input into what it says in this paper, except for the ink and the letters. But the content, the message, the words are 100% from Yirmiya. Ala Sefer, Kiro Sefer, Al Shem Sofa. We had this before. It's not yet a book. It's a book only when it's concluded. But we refer to it in the future what it will be. Sha'achar Haksiva Nase Sefer. Okay, so over here, obviously, we have over here a very interesting discussion between the officers and Baruch. Let's see what it says in Rashi. Rashi pasuk kazayin haged nagi lamelech ulai yishoma. We have no choice but to reveal this information to the king, because if we do not tell him, ulai yishoma, someone else will tell him. And then the king will be angry at us for not telling him this important information. You cannot suppress classified information from the king. The king has to know, because he will eventually find out anyway. Radak pasuk tezayin haged sibiyud hemshuch shloik kminag beroyv. He says this word haged, this expression here, haged nagid, is unusual. Normally the word does not have a yud. Okay, shloik kminag beroyv. Next pasuk yudches in the Radak al hasefer al shem soifoy. Kilo yikar, so we did already. I'm sorry, we did that. Okay. Now, by the way, this pasuk is an important pasuk for halacha. How do you know that a sefer Torah must be written with ink? Maybe you can write a sefer Torah with fruit juice. You can write a sefer Torah with any other type of a liquid or item which makes a mark. This pasuk is the source, believe it or not, that a kosher sefer Torah must be written dafka with parchment and ink. Here it says sefer. Let me read you the exact words of the Gemara. No, I don't have it here. Give me 1 second. Okay, here the Gemara says, "Ad shet this is a Gemara Masechta Megillah. Ad shet hei ksuva ashuris." The Gemara is talking about a Megillah. A Megillah has to be written in Ksav Ashuris. The Gemara is a drasha. Okay, there's a pasuk in the Megillah which is not relative to nogea us. And then the Gemara says Al Hasefer Uvidyoi. It must be written on parchment, and it must be written with ink. Minolan Gzeru Shava Asya Ksiv 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 Hacha Vatichtoiv Esther Hamalka. So the Gzeirah Shav is with Kosav to Vatichtoiv Esther Al HaSefer Bidyoi on a parchment with ink. So the truth is this is really only referring to Megillas Esther. Only referring to Megillas Esther. How do you know when it comes to a Sefer Torah as well? I don't know. I take that back. But the Gemara specifically uses this pasuk as a source for the halacha that Megillas Esther must be written on parchment with ink. I guess maybe because Eicha is also a Megillah. So we compare one Megillah to another Megillah. Maybe you would argue that a Megillah does not have the same severity as a Sefer Torah, and it does not need to be written on klaf. It can be written on other types of paper, and it's kosher as well. And it does not need ink. It can be used with other method of presenting letters. No, through the Gzeirah Shava, Tichtoiv Esther. Here it says Kosav, and it says Dioi. Megillas Esther must be written on parchment with ink. Okay, now let's go further. What? It's also called, right, it's called Megillas Eicha. Megillas Sefer. Right, it's called the Megillah. All Ksuvim. Do we go that far to refer to all Ksuvim? I don't know if we go that far. Okay. Let's go to Pasik. Now we go to continue the story. Pasik, your test. Vayoimru HaSodom. The Sodom said, El Baruch, they said to Baruch, now here's the reporters. They gave Baruch a heads up. They were tzaddikim. And they knew that Yehoyakim was a Rasha. And they knew that when Yehoyakim would find out what happened, Yehoyakim is going to call for the death of Baruch ben Iriah. Therefore, they gave Baruch heads up. We're giving you a chance to escape. That's pretty good. That's pretty nice. Today in government, sometimes, you know, Adarab, if you're very loyal to the king, you'll lock him up. You're not going to let him leave the facilities in order that he should be punished. No. Leich go. He soser. Conceal yourself. Ata you. V'yirmiyahu. And go find Yirmiyahu. Tell him to go run away. V'ish al yeda ifo'atem. No one should know where you are, because you are going to be in a lot of trouble very soon. V'yavoy alamelech hatzera. And now the officer had no choice. They went to the king in the courtyard. V'yesa megillah hefkidu belishkas elishama hasoifer. And the megillah they deposited in the chamber of elishama be'asoifer. V'yagidu v'yozne hamelech. And they revealed to the king eis kol hadvarim, all of these words. Pasuk of Aleph, Vayishlach HaMelech es Yehudi, the same person, Yehudi, that same person mentioned before, Lokachas, to retrieve es HaMegillah, Vayikocheha, he retrieved it, Milishkas Elishama, HaSoifer, Vayikroeha, Yehudi, and this individual Yehudi read it, Ba'ozne HaMelech, Uva Ozne Kol HaSorim, Ha'imdim Me'al HaMelech, in the presence of the Melech. Let's see these Sukim Yutes to Chaf Aleph, in the Mitzudo Stavid, Pasuk Yutes, Lechi Soser, Ki Pen Yivakesh HaMelech Laharuk Eschem. When the king finds out, he may demand your death. We want to save your life. Run away. V'ish al yida, ki pen yigle lemelech. Do not trust anyone. Go into hiding. Pasuk off. Chatzera el chatzar hamelech. They went into his inner chamber. Pasuk off aleph me'al hamelech. Smuchim el hamelech, near the king. Pasuk off beis. No, that's very vital. Okay, let's see Rashi. Pasuk off chatzera el chatzar kol teva shetzri cholamid bitchilasa. Hitl bohei b'soifa, that's very common. We put a hey at the end in the place of lichotzer, so chatzera is the equivalent of lichotzer. Mitzrayim, limitzrayim. Pasik in the Radak, Pasuk Yutes Hisoser, hide yourself. Besachotzer Hamatara, hide yourself in the dungeon. Shema Yechore Af Hamelech Alechem B'Shamer Hadvarim V'Yera Alechem. The king may get upset that he may decide to do something evil to you. Pasuk Chav Chatzera Mila'el Hazakef B'Tzerei. The way the word Chatzera is spelled in this pasuk is Mila'el. The trop is on the tzadi. Okay, it's Mila'el. It's not Mila'ra. Hazakef, the Zakef Katon, the two dots is Bitzere, underneath the tzadi is the tzere, v'hahina sefes, v'hihu kumo chotzer, ritzon lemar chotzer hamelech. Okay, now comes the exciting part. Pasuk HaBeis, v'hamelech yoyshev beis hachoref. The king Yehoyakim was sitting in his winter home, v'chodesh ha-tishii, in the ninth month, v'esa'och lefonov mivoy ores, and the fireplace was burning before him. Och is called a fireplace, as we'll see soon. It comes from the word of brother, because when in order to make a fire, you need multiple twigs, multiple logs of wood. Each one, Dr. Fruchter, welcome back. We miss you very much. Good to see you back.
Good
to be back. The och over here is the fireplace, and the reason why a fireplace is called a fireplace is called och brothers. You have multiple logs or multiple twigs, all different sizes of wood, which each one enhances the other. The heat of each log, of each twig, is a brother to its fellow, enhances the other, and causes there to be a flame. That's why the word ach is a borrowed word to refer to a fireplace. The ach lefanov mivoris was burning. Pasuk of Gimel, Vayihi kikroi Yehudi. Now here, when the fellow Yehudi, when he read, Shalosh delosois. What is the word delosais? It's a very hard word to translate. There's a machlekes in the Mefarshim. Either it means three columns, or it means three pesukim, or it means three expressions. Okay, it means something, some significant three, some section of the Megillah. And there are many interpretations in the Midrashim, which we'll discuss briefly in a moment. When he read three, the Arba, three or four, what, then Yikra Eha. So the king took out a razor, besar, he sliced off that section of the Megillah, yikre'echa basar, ha-soifer, besar ha-soifer, with the razor of the scribe, in other words, a special razor that was used to cut parchment, the hashlech el ho'esh, and he threw it to the fire, asher el ho'och, that was in the fireplace. Atoim kol hamegillah aloesh, until the entire Megillah was burnt aloesh asher aloch, in the fireplace. So basically, what he did was he did a tremendous chil Hashem. Yehoyakim, he burnt Megillas Eicha piece by piece as they read one pasuk, three or four pesukim, or three or four columns, three or four expressions. He took a razor, he sliced it off, and he threw it in the fire, which was in the fireplace. And Pasuk of Dalit says, V'loi fochadu, he had absolutely no fear. V'loi karu es bigdehem, hamelech, v'chol avodav, hashoimim es kol hadvar mo'ele, and they did not rip their clothing, not the king, not the servants, who heard all of these words. From this Pasuk, indeed, we learn that if a person sees a Sefer Torah burnt, you're mechuyiv to rice kriya. That's what we learn from this pasuk, because over here it says they should have. They did not rip their clothing, not the king and not the servants, when they heard all of these things. Now, hearing over here doesn't refer just to hearing the words of the Megillah, but it means witnessing, observing. That's how it's interpreted by Chazal, witnessing the burning of the Megillah, the word of Hashem, which includes Shemos. In the Megillah, it says Hashem's name many, many times. So when the Megillah, when Hashem's name was burnt, there's an obligation for a person to rise kriya. They did not do so.
What are they saying? The Korah Dem, maybe because the Korah Dem, because they didn't accept anything that was said in there.
That's also that there are multiple layers of interpretation. First of all, they were not afraid of what it said and what it said is going to be a korban. But in addition, there was another chiv to rice kriya because of the chil Hashem, that Hashem's name was destroyed, was burnt by a person. Okay, let's see these pesukim inside. Pasuk HaBeis in the Metzudos David. The king was sitting in the Beis HaChoref. In the chamber, that was used to sit in the winter time. This was the winter. It was Chodesh Kis. It was the ninth month, which is Kislev. The Oz has Mankar, and that time of the year, it's very cold outside. The Esa'acha Kli Hasuy Lahalik Bo Ha'esh. The Kli, the fireplace that's used to light fire, Hoysel Lefonav Mivoeres Lehischamim Negda, to warm up opposite the fireplace. Pasuch of Gimel, Shaloish Delosais. The Arba, Ritzon Leimar, Kishakara Shloish Psukim. The Mitsudos learns the word Delosais. A Delas is a Pasuch. Three psukim, the Gomar Likroi Haravini concluded the fourth one, Yikroeha, three or four, when they read the third, when they concluded the four, Yikroeha, Hoyakorea, he would cut it, Vichaitich Hosam Betar HaSofer, with a special razor, Vayamashlich Aloesh Asher Al Hoch. The Omru, the Omar Rabosenu Zichon Levracha, Kishachor Lefon of Echa, so here he explains that here is the Drosha. The Drosha over here is, what does it mean three or four? So it means as follows. When he read Eicha Yoshua Vadod, Bochos, that's the first part one. Then the second pasuk is Bochos Sifke, goes according to the letters of the Aleph base. The third pasuk was Golso Yehuda. The fourth pasuk was Darkei Tzion Avelois, the first four psukim of Eicha. Adayin loichosh. Yehoyakim said, I don't care, it has no effect upon me. These tragedies apply to the people, but ki omar, because he said ki omar, afal pichain ani melech al hanisharim. Even though indeed there's going to be trouble to all of these people, but I will still remain king, it does not affect me. But when he came to Pasuk 5, the fifth Pasuk, Ukshakaro Lefana Pasik Hayu Tsareho Leroish. Her enemies became her leader. That means that Yehoyakim is no longer the Rosh. Yehoyakim has been demoted. Then Omar Imkeniv Somiata Eini Melech. I am no longer the Melech. Miyad right away, Kara Usrafa, right away he cut it, Usrafa, and he burnt it in fire. So therefore, he burnt it. According to Chazal, the time when he burnt the Megillah was when it affected him. When did it affect him? When he came to Pasuk Hey, and the Pasuk that taught him that he will no longer be the Rosh, there are going to be other people that are going to be the Rosh. Atom, Hayokoreo, Mashlech, Ad Shehishlech, Eskol, HaMegillah, Aloesh. He continuously burnt it until the Megillah was destroyed in fire. Pasuk Avdalev, Lepachadu, Me'advarim Hanemon B'Megillah, V'loi Karu B'Gdayem, Derech Tsar V'Evel, Kashahoye Me'aroi, Mahamelech, Ritzon Leimar, Loi Hamelech, Veloi Kol Avodav. Let's see Rashi, starting with Pasik Chav Beis. V'yes Och, what is Och? Och is the fireplace. Perishu Rabbeinu Eitzim. This refers to the fireplace, the wood, the big piece of wood. Al Shem Shenilokim Ba'achva. They burn in brotherhood. They burn together. Kulaimar Shenilokim Zemizek Achim Shemahanim Zelze. As brothers enhance one another. Svarim Acherim Einoi, in other books, this little edit does not appear. According to another interpretation, it's a special utensil which they use, a utensil upon which you light fire in front of princes. Okay, Shalosh Delosos, what does it mean, three Delosos, three sections? Rabbi Seinu Amru, Megillas Kinois Hoysa Karu Lufanov. This that was read was Megillas Kinos. Nowhere in the Sefer, in the text, does it tell us that this was Megillas Eicha. This that we read this parak and we read and we say that this was Megillas Eicha, this is nothing more than this is a Chazal. Chazal tell us that's what it was. And now when it says three or four, we're able to go make sense out of it. When they said Karu Lufanov Eicha, Bacho Tifke, Golso Yehuda, Darkei Tzion, the first four psukim, Avelos, V'chol Ze Lechosh, Omar, Ani Melech, Al Hano Sarim, I still remain the king. But when they got to section 5, Kevan Shekara Hayu Tzore HaLarosh, Omar, Me'achshav, Ani Melech, I'm not the Melech, Miyad Vayikru'eha, Basar HaSofer, he now took the Sar HaSofer, after he finished the fourth, he began the fifth, he took the razor, Yikru'eha, Kimoy Kara, he ripped it, he destroyed it. Let's see the Radak, Pasuk Chav Beis, Beis HaChoref, he was sitting in the Beis HaChoref, in the winter house. In the winter house, it was very cold, Ki Oysim Beis Vayis L'Kayitz, Sheyishloi Boi HaRuach L'Karer, just like they make a special home in the summertime, which has very hot, which has a lot of windows in order to get a breeze. In the winter, there was a special home that was constructed that the wind should not blow. A special utensil which was used to produce heat. They said it was burning because of the fire, the fuel that was burning inside. Kilu hi mivu eres, as if it's burning. The yos nura kodomori, malikin, there was a fire that was burning before him. Period. Uvedivrei rabbeinu zechayim levracha, my och, what does it mean? Och, Rav Amar, achoina, it means achoina, which means brotherhood. Ushmul amar etzim handi, well, achoina, I take it back, I'm not even sure. Achoina, what's achoina mean? My och, Rav Amar, achuna. Okay, I don't know what that means. Ushmul amar shmul etzim handi, lokim ba'achva means wood which burned together, like brothers, and, it burns well. Okay, pasuk chav gimel shalosh
shtalosos. The fire goes from one branch to the other, one piece of wood to the other. So it's right. That connection there.
That's achva be'achva. Eitzim hanidlakim be'achva. They burn together like brothers, enhance mahane one another. The first one, Rav Amar achona.
Achvona is willows.
Oh, willows. Okay. Ah. Okay. So it means willows. It was made from willows. I guess a certain type of fuel. Willows. The willows were very dry, so they burned very well. Okay, Shmuel says Eitzim Hanilakim Beachva. It means they burn together. Okay, Pasuk of Gimel Shalosh Delasos, three Delasos Darba Perushai Dafin. It means three columns. Kilaybar Dafei Hamigila V'Nikraim Delasos. It's called Delasos. The fish Sheniftachim V'Niskarim Kidelasos. The reason why they called Delasos is because it's a codex. Okay, because they open and close like a delas. Like a delas, it seems over here, if I'm not mistaken, I don't know if this is correct. I mean, this is the old thing, is the difference between a scroll and a codex. We have books. Our books, they have the books, you can turn to any page you want. This is a modern invention, because in ancient times, everything was scrolled. So you want to go to the end, you want to get to the end, you have to roll from the beginning all the way to the end. This concept that you can make a delas, a door, a sefer, a book, is a modern concept, relatively speaking. Now we're going back to the scroll.
Digital books, it's kind of hard to find.
And digital books, where you want to go? Yeah, right. Nachanani. But this is a new. I don't know what this means. Maybe according to the Mitsudos. The Mitsudos is suggesting. The Radak is that maybe that this Megillah was originally put on pages. It was put on pages like a codex, not like a regular Megillah, but that's a very big chiddush. Okay, let's see what time over here. Lefish niftachim dunskam kidlasos uvo ubahu the pasuk zachor nekeva shama shalosh yarba. It says over here in this pasuk we have zachor unikeva shalosh the arba.
Shalosh
is nekeva and arba is zachor. The Amar came lefishahu shem mishul ki delas lasho nekeva. It's a borrowed expression since delas is nekeva. So therefore we say shalosh v'arba lasho nekeva. We say arba shalosh nekeva in order to be consistent. V'hashlech makar eloish asher alach k'moy al v'rishonim v'harishonim el v'acharonim al. The first time it says el, the second time it says al. U'pasachat simin v'el al yikru. We had this is el al, the earline. The Elal Yikra'uhu, Hashem will call them to arrive. Rabbi Seinu Zichron Levracha Perush Shalosh Shlosos V'Arba Shlosh Pesukim V'Arba Amar Mashna Shlosh Shlosos V'Arba Amar Le Yehoyakim Kas of Yirmi Sefer Kinois. They told Yirmi Yehoyakim that Yirmi wrote Sefer Kinois. Amar Lehu Ma'ak Sivei Amar Le Eicho Yosha Badad Badad Hu'ir Amar Lehu Ano V'Ano Malchus. So what? The ear may sit in isolation, but as long as I have my power, I don't care. So what? Let them cry. I'm the king. They're going to go into exile. So what? I'm still going to be the king. But then, when they told Yehoyakim that you're no longer going to be the king, there's going to be the enemy, they're going to be take over. They told him Hashem is the one that expressed. Hoyga means to express this idea. So miyad, so he got angry at Hashem. Hashem, how dare you take away my malchus? Miyad, right away. Kodar, he cut out. Kol ho'askaro sheba, he cut out all of the mentions of Hashem's name in the Megillah. Usurafa bo'esh, and he burnt it in fire. The Yonasam Tirgim, Delosos Patsin, Yonasam Tirgit translates word Delosos as Patsin. I don't know what Patsin, anyone know what Patsin means? Delosos, Delosos or Patsin. Maybe means columns? Columns? Yeah, okay. Columns. Okay, so we have over here basically we have different interpretations. What it means, Delos? Either means Delos. We learned, I think, Sacha called a few interpretations. Either it refers to a posuk, or it refers to a column that was attached to a paper, like a Delos, like a piece of paper in a book, which you could fold back and forth. And now he's giving us another interpretation of the Delosos, which means Patsin. I'm not really sure what that means. Pasuk Chavdal in the Radak, V'loi Pachadu V'loi Koro, Ki Hoi Elohem Livchoi Livchoi B'Shamam Hadvarim V'loshe B'Shuvah Lufnei Hakel. They should have went and been afraid and ripped their clothing when they heard these harsh words from Hashem. V'loshe B'Shuvah Lufnei Hakel V'loi Chashashu B'Shamam Hadvarim HaMelech V'chol Avodav She'im HaBayis. And yet they were not concerned. Aval Hasadim Shabahu Elamelech V'Gidulo Heim Pachadu. But the Sodom which brought it to the king, they were afraid. Kimo Shakasim L'mal L'Pachadu Ish El Re'ehu. The original ones, the other six that we learned about in the beginning of the parak, they were afraid. It says explicitly in the pasuk that they were afraid. It was only these people who were in the inner circle of the king, they are the ones that were not afraid. And we're going to see soon. And they encouraged, they tried to persuade the king not to burn the Megillah, but he did not listen. I mentioned before, that in addition to the Pshut Shel Mikra, that they should have the rice kriya just for the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has revealed information that is going to be a korban, and all this detail has come out. That alone would have been enough to rise kriya. But there's another halach that we learned from this pasuk. Rabbi Seinu zichronim levracha darshu v'loy karu b'gdeim mechlal deboy kriya besamchu al zev yamru haroye sefer Torah shenikra bezroya chayiv likroya. A person who sees a sefer Torah being ripped, if he sees the sefer Torah being desecrated, he has an obligation to rise kriya. That's what we learn from this pasuk. Okay, so that's the story so far. Now let's go further. Pasuk Chaf Hei, V'gam El Nosan, that we're up to? Pasuk Chaf Hei, V'gam El Nosan, V'udil Lo Yohu, Ugimar Yohu, Hifkiu B'melech. These three people, they entreated the king, Levilti Seroif Es HaMegillah, not to burn the Megillah, V'loy Shama Aleihem, but the king refused to listen and not burn the Megillah. V'yitzaveh HaMelech Es Yirachme'el Ben HaMelech, he commanded Yirachme'el Ben HaMelech, that was his son, I guess, V'yitzaveh Royahu Ben Azriel, V'yitzaveh Shelem Yahu Ben Avdeel, L'kachas to take Es Baruch HaSofer, V'yitzaveh Yirmiyahu HaNavi, V'yastireim Hashem, and to hide them, I'm sorry, to take them. However, what happened? But the pasuk says, "Vayastireim Hashem." It's like a break. Hashem prevented that from happening. In other words, the king got very angry at Yirmiyah and Baruch, and he gave the command that they should be captured and they should be tortured, maybe be put to death. But the pasuk says, "Vayastireim Hashem." Hashem had rachmanis on Yirmiyah and Baruch, and Hashem hid them from the hands of the Melech Yehoyakim. Let's see up here the Mitzvah starting with Pasuk of Hey, the Gam Ritzon Olaymar, the Im Ki El Nason Hischanu Lefanav Leval Yisroif, Im Kol Zeh Leshom Aleihem. Even though these three people, El Nason, Udelo Yahu, Ugemar Yahu, they entreated the king that he should not burn the Megillah, it did not make a difference. The Yehoyakim, he burned the Megillah. Lo Kachas Ki Rotz Lahargam Al Devar HaMegillah, and he then gave the command to take Yirmiyah and Baruch and capture them. However, Vayastireim Hashem, the Mitzudos tells us, Derech Neis Hayu Nistarim Me'enehem. Miraculously, they disappeared. A miracle, they were not able to get hold of them. Let's see, Rashi Pasuk Chafei Hifkiu, Hischananu, these three individuals, El Nosan, Dilo Yahu, Gimar Yahu, they entreated the king, begging him not to burn the Megillah, and it did not make a difference. Radak pasukof hey hifki b'melech inyan techino akasha v'chein v'yishtaimim. They were in shock ki ein mafkia, because there was no one to entreat. Klal Yisrael was in a state of shock because there was no one to entreat Hashem on their behalf. Pasik chava v'yastirim Hashem shechav shoy b'makom shahayu v'loy mitzam. He tried. They searched for Yirmiyah and Baruch where they were to be, but they were not to be found. Ki histirim Hashem efshar. Sheshos choshech sevivoysam. It was a miracle that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, he set darkness around them in order that they should not be found. Or shebitel koyach ro'oysam, or Hashem negated their koyach of vision, the oisei makom, shayyir mi'ubaruch, where they were there. Some miraculous type of event happened where these two people were concealed from sight. Let's finish the parak. Pasuk Chav Zayin. Vayhi devar Hashem el Yirmiyahu achrei sreif ha-melech es Megillah v'es ha-devarim ha-shakosa baruch v'pi Yirmiyahu leimar. After he burned the Megillah, and after the Megillah and all of the words which were written by Yirmiyahu leimar, Hashem told Yirmiyahu, I want you to write the Megillah a second time. Pasuk Chav Ches. Shuv. I want you once again to write the Megillah, to replace the Megillah that has been destroyed by Yehoyakim. Shuv. Return. Kach lecha, take for yourself Megillah Acheres, another piece of parchment. Uchesoyv olecha, and once again write upon it. Itz kol ha-dvarim ha-rishoyna ma-shahayu al Megillah ha-rishoyna asher saraf Yehoyakim melech Yehuda. And the al Yehoyakim...
You committed it to memory?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely, it was committed to memory for sure. Without question. Everything I told you the first time you should rewrite. And the al Yehoyakim melech Yehuda toimar, and concerning Yehoyakim melech Yehuda, you should say, koyemar Hashem, atoyu sarafta es ha-Megillah ha-zoyz, leymar. You burn this Megillah Lamar, Madua Kasafta Lecha Lamar, Bo Yave Melch Bavel, the Hishchis, and when you burnt it, you said into Yirmiyah, Madua Kasafta Lecha, why did you write concerning Klal Yisrael Lamar, Bo Yave Melch Bavel, the Hishchis, as Aris Azos, the Hishbis, why did the Melch Bavel come and destroy this land, the Hishbis, Mimena Adam Vehema, and destroy from the city Adam Vehema? Because you've done that, because you've went and you've burned the Megillah, and you have questioned the reason why the Megillah was written with this expression of Madua Kasafta, therefore as punishment, Pasuk Lamed, therefore Koyama Hashem al Yehoyakim Melech Yehuda, Lo Yeh Lo Yeshev al Kisei David, you will no longer be Melech, you will no longer sit al Kisei David, V'nivlaso Tiyeh Mush Leches, and your body, you will not even be Zeichet to burial, your body will be cast to the side, L'choyrev Bayoim, for heat during the day, V'lakerach Balayla, and frost at night. Your body will not merit burial when you're going to be taken by Paro. Paro and Melech Nechu is going to come to you and go to war against you. And he's going to capture you. And he's going to take you down to Egypt. And on the way down to Egypt, you're going to die. And when you die, he's not going to even bury you. He's just going to throw your body like a dog, like a dead dog outside of the wagon. And you're going to lie there and you'll be subject to the heat of day and to the cold at night. Ufakarti olav, I will visit upon you, upon him, upon Yehoyakim v'al zaro, v'al avadav, es avaynam, their sin, v'heveisi aleihem, I will bring upon them, v'al yoshve yushalayim, v'al yishihuda, es kol hara'o asher dibarti aleihem, v'loy shamehu, all of you that I promised to do to them. Okay, let's see all these psukim starting with pasuk of zayin in the midst of the start. Pasuk of zayin, es megillah. Return to leimar. Gilyon haksav yaksav atzmo. I now go, Hashem said to Yirmiyah, I want you to go take a new megillah. Leimar, Musav al tichilas hamikra. And it's going back from the beginning of the pasuk. V'al yoyakim, v'el yoyakim, and tu yoyakim you shall tell leimar. Return to leimar. Ki amarta you shall say to him, Madua kasavtes hamegillah hadvarim b'hamorim b'shamelech babel yashkes es aretz. Yehoyakim, he questioned, he was angry, and hear me, why are you writing words that predict that Melech Bavel is going to ascend and going to destroy Klal Yisrael? Lo yeh lo, as a punishment you have done, you're not going to have any descendants. Return to Leimar. Lo yeh lo ben asher yasmid lo sheves al kisei hamelucha. You will not have a child that will continuously sit on the kisei hamelucha. Ki yechanya b'no lo molachim shleisha chadashim. Because Yechanya, his son, only ruled for 3 months. V'asara yamen, 10 days. Nivlasai, and then the Malchus went from Yechanya, it went to Tzidkiyahu, his brother. It went to his
called the honeymoon. First 100 days.
The first 93 months.
Plus 10 days.
Very interesting. The honeymoon, exactly. 100 days. Very interesting. Ki lo yikover achar maysai, ki bederch yamus, kishiyolichu bagoila, he will be thrown onto the road he'll die on the way when they go into Golas. L'chayrev bayoyim, yispazeh, they will be disgraced when they lie in the sun opposite the heat of the sun. Over Laila, they will be disgraced. The cold, the ice, yigadlu hamayim, when the water turns into ice, mitoykef hakar, due to the intensity of the cold. Ufakaditi, eskar alav, I will visit, I will remember their sins. Es avon shrefas la Megillah, I will always remember the avera of burning the Megillah. Eskol Ararus and Alema Haraha Mur Megillahi, all of the evil that was predicted I will bring upon you. Asher Dibarta, Ritzan Alema, Asher Dibarta, Alehem Devarai, Vehemel Shamali. The reason why you're going to suffer is because you did not listen to me. Period. Okay, Pasik Lamed Bey, that's labeled. Let's see over here where Rashi. There is no Rashi Radak. Starting with Pasik Chav Zayin. Don't make a mistake and think that he only burnt the margins. He burnt the Megillah itself. He burnt Hashem's name. He burnt everything that's in the Megillah. So it says here we do a new halacha. You see, if they burn, you have to burn two kriyos. Number one is achas halagvil, viachas halaksav. Shenemar es hamegillah, vies hadvarim and advarim. Hamegillah ze hagvil, hadvarim ze haksav. A fascinating insight that if a person sees if they burn, there are two different kriyos, two kriyos: a kriya for the parchment that has sanctity, and a kriya for the letters, the ink. Because we learn that from this pasuk, it says the megillah and it says the ksav. Pasuk Lamed, lo yelo, as a punishment to Yehoyakim, he will not have a descendant that will sit al kisei malchus. Yoyishev al kisei David, ki Yehoyakim lamolach elo shloish shachadashim, lo nechshav yoyishev al kisei. Since he only lasted for 3 months and 10 days, it's not considered to be a lasting malchus. And after Yehoyakim was taken into Galus, who was he replaced with? Tzidkiyahu, who was the brother of Yehoyakim, not his son. So his malchus would be short-lived. Next, and not only that, I will also bring upon them. One before kilo hinichu akastim lehikaver, and Yehoyakim will not merit burial. The ode nosav aleim devar rabim kahima. In addition, I will bring upon them more things. So here is another important point. When Yirmi over here is being told to write the Megillah again, it says Ode. Let's go back to this very important part. Pasuk Labet. Pasuk Labet. L'chein koyim Hashem al Yehoyakim al Yehuda lo yeh lo yesh al kisei David meloso demishlach b'im. Which pasuk is that? That's not Lamed. That's further. That's Lamed. No, Lamed Beis, we didn't do that yet. Where does it say Ode?
Yeah, that is referring to Lamed Beis.
Let's jumping ahead. Okay, let's read the pasuk then already. Pasuk Lamed Beis. The Yirmiyah lokach Megillas Acheres. He took it out of the Megillah by Yitna El Baruch Ben Yirmiyah Hasayfer. And here's the key point that we need is v'od noisaf aleihem dvarim rabim kohema, and he added many, many more things to Megillas Eicha. What did he add to Megillas Eicha? So that we discussed last week, he added Perik Gimel. Perik Gimel is shakel keneged kulam. Why? Because Perik Gimel has three times the Aleph Beis. Aleph Beis and Dalet only have 22 psukim. Keneged the 22 psukim of the Aleph Beis, but Perek Gimel has 66 psukim because Idaleh the Aleph Beis is repeated three times, triplicate. Therefore, that was part of the punishment. The part of the punishment was that if you would have at least had a respect for the Megillah and not burned the Megillah, then the Churban would not have been that bad. It only would have been three parakim. Only that much detail. But now that you have disgraced the Megillah by burning it in the fire, the Churban is going to be double. We're going to have Perigimel, and Perigimel is going to have three more Parakim. In addition to Perigimel, he also was later added Perik Hay, which is not according to the letters of the Aleph Beis. It's a general psukim describing the Churban of the Beis HaMikdash. That's the importance of what it says over here. The word Ode, it's a reference to the additional part. Let's see. Now let's go back now to the.
Did Yirmiyahu take this on his own?
No. Hashem obviously told him to do this.
Doesn't say that.
Let's see the mitzvahs. Let's see one thing at a time. Pasuk Labis Mitzvahs V'Od Nosaf Aleihem B'Pir Yirmiyah Oid Noisaf Aleihem Midaitoi. Maybe you're right. Only me that he took it as a personal affront that his Megillah was destroyed. Devarim Rabim Kishiur Shahaya Barishayna. He brought, he from the Mitzvah of Mashma, he on his own, he added Psukim equal to what was originally. Originally, there were only three sets of Aleph Beis, Perek Aleph, Perek Beis, Perek Dalid. Echa Yosha Badad, Echa Yoav Apo, that's Perek Beis, Echa Yom Azav, that's Perek Dalid. But the Hois Vayu Perek Echa Yom Zav is really a Perek Dalid, but it's also a eulogy for Yoshiyahu, 22 psukim eulogizing Yoshiyahu. The Hoisif Od Ani Hagever Roho Ani, which is Perigimol Shehu Mitlosa Tlosa, which has three sets of the Aleph Beis. So that is the Od Nosaf Alehem Dvarim Rabim Kohema, equal to what there is now. And according to the Mitzudos, this was done by Yirmiyahu himself. It was not done through a command by Hashem. Rashi Pasik Lamed Beis Dvarim Rabim Kohema Mitchil Hayosh Shalosh Alpha Beisin Echa Yashva, Echa Yoiv, Echa Yuam, the Hoysif Alecha Ani Hagever, Shkol Ois, Mishulesh Espa, here in that parak, each letter of the Aleph Beis is in triplicate. Radak, the Oid, Noisaf Alehem, it's the middle of the Radak Pasik Lamed, the Oidus Alehem, the Rab Kahima, the Divir Rabbi Sinson, Lavracha, Rabbi Chaman Barachnino, Rav Chaman, it's Machloik, it's Chaman, one says, what is Alehem, is Echa Yoiv. That's Parak Gimel. Dvarim, Ze, we darshan each word of the pasuk. So when it says word, the od nosaf, that refers to Echa Yoiv. That's Perek Beis. Dvarim ze Echa Yuam. Rabim zuchor Hashem. Koheino ani hagever, that's Perek Gimel. In other words, according to this, the Shehu min tlasa tlasa. In other words, according to the first interpretation, the original Echa only had one Perek. So now we dash in this pasuk the oid noisaf. Noisaf is perik beis. Aleihem is perik dalid. Dvarim is perik. No, the dvarim is perik. Is perik hay. Rabim kohemos is perik gimel. Okay, that's the read. Let's read the words of the Radak one more time, because that's according to interpretation. Rabbi Chama, Rabbi Chanina, Rav, Machlokes. Chadam one says the first man the Amar. The oid noisaf aleihem ze echo yoiv. Echo yoiv is perik beis. That means the original Echa was only Perek Aleph. Then when the Pasuk says, Dvarim ze Echa Yuam, Dvarim refers to Perek Dalet. Rabim Zuchor Hashem. That's Perek He. Koheino Hema. That's Perek Gimel. Because Perek Gimel, the Shakel, can I get all three? He put Perek Aleph. According to the first man, the only thing that Yehoyakim burned was Perek Aleph.
That's why you have to learn
the psukim, not columns, because if you only had one Perek, then you didn't have enough to have a column, more than one column. You only have 22 psukim. You only have 22 psukim, so there were no columns. Then you have to say that Shlosh of Dalad Delosos means three or four psukim, because it wasn't so big to begin with. It was only one Perek, it was only 22 psukim. Fine. That's according to the first man. The Chanam one says no. The other man is exactly what we learned. We kept on repeating from the Mitzudos and we mentioned before. The Chanam Amar ve'od no safaleim ze ani hagever shehu min tlasa tlasa malame shayakosav ala Megillah harishayna, which indicates that the original Megillah had Aleph, Beis, and Dalet. And now when it says the oid devarim noisaf, that refers to Perek Gimel echa yashva ve'echa yoyev ve'echa yuam hadohu d'chsev v'nois Sefaleim Dvarim Rabim Kohema Ze Ani Hagever Shumin Tlosa Tlosa Ram Ze Zuchar Hashem. That refers to the third parak according to that interpretation.
The
third parak.
The third
parak
and the Rabim.
The Rabim is Zuchar Hashem. According to them, the Rabim is going to be the Oid Nois Valeim Dvarim, comma, that is the third parak. Rabim Kohema is going to be Perek 5. Okay, so that's the Yisoid to review the Machlokes is, what was the original Echa? Was it only Perek Aleph, or was it Perek Aleph Beis Dalet? And therefore, and based upon what it was originally, you're going to have to dash the Sukkim, what the extra words are, how many words, what would we come to Marbe in the new Megillah. I once saw, I don't have any understanding what this means, but I'll just tell you, Mar Mokim, is that the two writings of the Megillas Echa correspond to the two Luchas.
Yeah.
Just like the Luchas Rishonis and the Luchas Shniyos, and the Luchas Rishonis, the Luchas Shniyos was a downgrade. was a downgrade from the Luchos Rishonis. Luchos, according to the similar interpretation, was written Ksav Ashuris. It was written, it was the Hamichtav, it was not just, it was the Maaseh Elokim. Not only were the script, was the writing Hashem wrote on the Luchos themselves were Maaseh Elokim. But the Luchos Shinios were downgraded. Psolcha Shnei Luchos Sabris. Moshe was the one that quarried out the actual stones. And what it says in Luchos Shnios is on a lower level. According to some, the Ksav was not even Ksav Ashuris, it was Ksav Ivri, which is a lower level of writing. And the words are not exactly the same. Instead of Zohar, it's Shamar. There are many differences. I don't remember the differences. The number of maybe 22 differences. I don't remember the exact number, but there are many differences between Luchos Shnios and Luchos Rishonis, Luchos Shnios, which reveal a lower Madrega of Kedusha on the Luchos Shnios. Likewise, that's what's happening over here as well. We have over here the first set of Megillas Eicha, and then there was a downgrade. The second Megillas Eicha, the additional information that was added, took it, lowered it to a different level, especially according to the Mitzvot that says that Yirmiyahu himself, he was the one that thought of the idea of adding this new information to the Megillah. Okay, before we conclude, let me just make sure I didn't forget anything I wanted to tell you. Okay, this everything over here, these Midrashim are exactly what it says in the Radak. There is one halacha learned from this pasuk. Look at pasuk Yutes, pasuk Lamed Beis. Lamed Beis is the Yirmiyahu Hashem. If you go back to pasuk, let's go back a step. We go back to even further back to pasuk of Zayin. Okay, pasuk of Ches. Hashem speaks to Yirmiyahu Leimar. Shuv kach lecha megillah cheres uchesoyv olecha eis kol hadvar moishem asher hoyu ala megillah rishon asher sof yoyakim el chiyuda. Okay, so it's in pasuk hafches Hashem is giving Yirmiyahu a very direct command, an order. I want you, Yirmiyahu, to go shuv, take for yourself a megillah and acheres uchesoyv olecha, and I want you to rewrite exactly what you wrote in the first megillah. Yet in Pasuk Lamed Beis it says the Yirmiyahu lokach Megillah acheres, and he doesn't do what Hashem told him to do. Who writes it? Vayitna el Baruch ben Eriah haSofer. So what's going on? Hashem in Pasuk of Ches made a very clear instruction that the one that should write the Megillah should be Yirmiyahu. And in Pasuk Lamed Beis, Yirmiyahu is not doing what Hashem said. Instead, he's appointing an agent to do this bidding. So this is very important. The Gavri Yehudit says, this is Sifrei, Zuta, Psikta, Yudalit, that's where it comes from. Rabbi Elazar, Oimer, Minayin, Sheshluchai, Shel Adam, Kimai. So where do you know the halacha that a person's agent is equivalent to yourself? But over here it's more explicit. Over here it's more explicit in this case. Because over here it's... I have to look back.
Well, the command is to Yirmiyahu.
We generally learn, Kein Torimu Gam Atem. If you ask the average person, the average Daf Yomi man, what's the makar of Shlichus? Let's right away spit it out. Kein Torimu, so shall you tithe, Gam Atem. The word Gam is superfluous, which the Gemara learned, Gam Lerabos Shiluchechem. That your agent is just as good as you. If you have an obligation to Mafesh Truma and you appoint an agent, it's just as good as you. Right? That's the average answer you get. But over here we have another source from Divrei Ksuvim, from Divrei Nevi'im, from Yirmiyahu. And that is, I'll read you the words of this Medrash. Rabbi Elazar, Oimer Minayin Sheshluchai Shel Adam Kimoisoi Shenemar Vayihi Devar Hashem El Yirmiyahu Achrei Sroif HaMelech Es HaMegillah Shuv Kach I want you to take another Megillah and write upon it. Mo also Yirmiyahu, he didn't do it. Lokach Megillah Cheres Unis Sana Livaruch Ben Eriah. He gave it to an agent. Uchesava. Oh, v'haloi Hakadosh Baruch Hu Amalek. So it wasn't Hashem who told them to write it. El Mikan Sheshluchai Shel Adam Kimoisai. So here we learn over here the very important halacha, a very important mukar from Navi Shluchai Shel Adam Kimoisai. Okay, all of the other midrashim we actually really learned. Everything over here was brought down by Rashi and Mrs. Okay, so we did a whole parak today. We'll stop here with parak Lamed Zayin.